Good evening, parents and offspring. Thank you for attending today's Hutton Academy for GitFed Students School Sports Day. And a big thank you to those of you who have joined in so enthusiastically. Yes, Mr. Jenkins, I do mean you. Few other parents would have thought of surgical enhancement to help to win the three-legged race. But as you know, there is still an ongoing inquiry as to whether you're allowed to count that as a leg. I would like to apologise for the mix-up in the timetable, which resulted in the first event in the afternoon's programme being billed as Three Spooning in the Sack Race, which was only saved from being a scandal by the inability of contestants to move very far due to an overindulgence in spotted dick at lunchtime. As for the wheelbarrow race, we will never speak of it again. Forbes Minor, see me afterwards. It appears that I may have been over hasty in confiscating your copy of hot.forthemug.com, which I've now been informed is not actually a racing magazine, despite the picture of a man wearing nothing but a Stetson, but actually a place where you can get the Hutton Helper, so that we can keep an eye on your shenanigans. Now, Mr. Bucknaked was due to be our special guest today and to present the prizes, but he has sent word that he's unable to attend due to his hair removal session running over. They've had to melt down the life-size waxwork of Psycho Cows Type 9 to get enough to do his back. And they've not been able to find anyone with a strong enough constitution to attempt the other two procedures. So would you all please stand for the school hymn?
Trucker, if you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point two lighties crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
The prize for the long jump goes to Commander DNA Sacrament, who jumped over 64,281 light years. Going to take the groundskeeper quite a while to rake that sandpit smooth again. Now, we must mention the concession stands, which raise so much useful extra money in these dark times. And Commander Mindwipe has managed to sell 80,648 units, which equates to a lot more hot dogs, crisps and ice creams than I care to calculate, but still way down on his usual numbers. The pupil with the most house points this week is the ever-reliable Commander Montgomery Python, who earned 1,454 points and a mention in the school magazine. A new and controversial sport this year is the game of pirates. And Commander Mazar Kurin has made the Hutton Academy proud, beating our rivals Il Scuola Antonacci by a total of 72,491,151 credits. Commander Cakewreck tells us that winning a Hutton decal a couple of weeks ago has not dimmed his enthusiasm for the relay race, and this time he managed to relocate 2,728 passengers. I think he's spending less time with his hand on his baton and more time with his finger on the button. The record for the Hutton run is still in the hands of Commander Brett Riverboat, with 1 hour, 22 minutes and 31 seconds. But since there are no losers, only runners-up, the nearest contender so far in this month's competition, amongst those who didn't have their dad carry them in a fleet carrier, is Commander Asylum, who managed 1 hour, 24 minutes and 6 seconds. He said it would have been quicker, but his cowl kept falling down over his eyes. And that concludes the prize giving. We are taking submissions for winners of the next event. To sign up, you'll just need the Hutton Helper. Go to the website hot.forthemug.com and download or register for the Hutton Helper. Speaking of which, if your name was mentioned today, then we have a special badge for your achievement in the form of a Hutton decal. And if you're not already in possession of one, get in touch with us. but check with Matron first. Thank you, everyone. We have reached the end of this Hutton Academy Top Trucker Jamboree. We'd like to thank our new partners, Lakon Spaceways, which is owned by the parents of Naked Miner. They tell us that they have the only ships in the galaxy that come with a full range of cleanup materials to be used after the tug of war.
Thank you.